Now it's the weekly science report with producer Mary Argue. We comb the internet looking for stories that you can follow up on if they interest you. Morena, Mary.
Morena, Jim. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Well, hey, well, I've got a lot going on this morning, so we'll get right to it. Jim, are you languishing in life?
Am I what?
Languishing.
In life?
Yes.
Gee, Mary, that's a big one. I know what you mean. You people in Wellington are fixated with Auckland traffic, so I think you're talking about the traffic in Auckland. I think the better word is anguishing, not languishing. Why do you ask? He said, completely avoiding the question.
Well, Jim, because New Scientist reports on the 5 science-based activities to help people who are languishing feel more joy, gratitude, hope, and other positive emotions.
None of which will work in Auckland traffic.
Not intended to work in Auckland traffic. There are no miracles needed. These research-based activities are in a new book called Languishing, How to Feel Alive Again in the World That Wears Us Down. They are, now listen up, helping others, learning something new, playing in recreation, engaging in spiritual or religious practices, and socialising.
We kind of knew this without the research, didn't we, to be honest? But I'm sure the book is very useful.
I'm sure it is. Interestingly, and sadly, in the US anyway, they found in a study of uni students that those who are Asian American are more likely to languish than those from other racial or ethnic groups. Despite the fact, actually, that Asian Americans have the highest median household income and tend to have higher status jobs. And the supposition is that their determination and the pressure on them to succeed in America affects well-being.
Ah, I understand. Yeah. So all work and no play.
Exactly.
Speaking of play, what's this about laboratory mice doing their own experiments? We've got to hear about this.
I thought you'd like this one. It's fascinating. Courtesy of Popular Science, they've been teaching mice in labs to turn a wheel one way to get rewards.
Yeah.
They discovered that when the mice reached an expert level of wheel turning, imagine that, they started spinning it the wrong way just for fun, making mistakes on purpose.
Well, maybe their little mouse tummies were full and they didn't care about pleasing the scientists.
Well, sort of, actually. One of the researchers says, and I quote, "It may look like the animal is making tons of errors, but during those errors, it's actually getting smarter."
This is my theory. It's funny. My theory is that all the animals are getting smarter because we have failed at governing the planet properly, Mary, and now it's down to the mice and maybe the border collies.
Why border collies?
Because they're the smartest of dogs. And they'll run the farms, and also magpies. They're very smart birds. It's a science-based sort of opinion.
Junk science, Jim, junk science. But it's funny you should say that. Several science sites are reporting on surprising research into insects, actually. Sugar makes bumblebees buzz with pleasure. Ants can understand the concept of zero and make tools.
Hey?
And fruit flies learn from other fruit flies, and they drown themselves in booze when deprived of mating opportunities.
How would they know that? I mean, how would they know that a dead fruit fly floating on top of your glass of wine was unhappy in love?
Because of the wine I can buy my salary, Jim. Actually, they wouldn't be doing it out of choice. this is in Noema magazine, if you want to read about it. I'm only the messenger. A few other things to tell you about. Don't throw away your DVD players if you still have them. Content may be disappearing from streaming services.
Wow. Such as?
Well, Westworld is a prime example.
Oh, yeah.
And some shows on Disney Plus. And if you want to make sure you can always be able to view a favourite TV show or a movie, you actually still need to buy a physical copy.
We've still got a DVD player, but it's never, never, never used. I don't know about you.
You still have it.
I think so. Isn't it odd that I'm not sure, but I think we do.
I feel like we've got some Blu-ray. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
there was a
Blu-ray.
Flash in the pan. Anyway.
Blu-ray.
And in an age of personal coffee machines, I have news about what you can do with the leftover grounds. This is also in Popular Science.
You can put the grounds in the compost. Some people sprinkle grounds on the garden. I think there are arguments about the benefits of doing that, though.
Indeed, yes. But apparently coffee grounds have natural chemical properties and an abrasive texture that make them good for exfoliating skin treatment. They can remove dead skin cells, promoting smoother, more radiant skin, apparently. And the caffeine content can increase blood flow, which helps to rejuvenate and tighten the skin, although the report says avoid using on thinner skin like that on your face.
How much use is this? I mean, how many people, if you can't use it on your face, how many people exfoliate their arms?
Wait, you don't exfoliate your arms, Jim? Oh, my gosh. Well, there's more, actually. They are the natural solution, it is claimed, for puffiness and dark circles under your eyes. One popular method involves chilling the used grounds in the refrigerator, mixing them with a little water or honey, and applying the paste gently between the eyes. Don't rub it on abrasively.
Won't the circles under your eyes then get darker with coffee paste? I didn't need to go to the university to ask this question.
No, you let it sit for several minutes and then wash it off.
So I suppose it's cheaper than buying those creams with retinol or whatever it is in them. Have you tried this yourself?
No, I tend to drink tea, but I've read that turmeric can do the same thing.
And if not, you can put it in your tea.
Good thinking, Jim. Now I see why they make you the big bucks. No fruit flies in your wine, I take it. Anyway, now a study in the journal Nature Mental Health has confirmed that a healthy, balanced diet is linked with superior brain health, cognitive function, and mental well-being. The researchers say this is a, quote, profound link.
And you have stats on how a few corporations are running the world now, Mary.
It would seem so, Jim. Noema magazine reports that as of April 2024, Google and Apple's internet browsers have captured, these are some big stats here, 85% of world market share.
Okay.
Microsoft and Apple's desktop operating systems have more than 80%.
Wow.
Google runs 84% of global searches, and more than half of all phones on the planet come from Apple and Samsung now.
Okay.
More than 99% of mobile operating systems run on Google or Apple software. Apple and Google's email account, email clients as well manage nearly 90% of global email.
90%?
Yeah, everywhere.
I remember the days when you could ask Jeeves.
Sorry? Ask what?
Ask Jeeves. It was one of the early search engines, and you'd type in a sentence, and we thought it was like artificial intelligence, but it was more like superficial intelligence. But I think Ask Jeeves.
What a loss.
I think Ask Jeeves is still going in some shape or form.
Oh, yes, and I can see the look of nostalgia coming over your face. Come back to us, Jim.
That life was simpler then, Mary.
Yes, that is totally true. For example, scammers are becoming more sophisticated, as we know, and across the ditch, the ABC says Australians with retirement savings are a big target. Scams have hit a record high. NPR in the US says women in particular are suffering sleep loss. Some of it is to do with the endless to-do lists, you know, they have in their heads. And women over the age of 50 are hardest hit. And get this, Jim, in 1942, 59% of Americans slept for 8 hours or more. Today, only 26% do.
Dang.
It's one in five people, an all-time high, now sleep for fewer than 5 hours a day.
5 hours a day?
That's negligible.
It's negligible. That's the right word, actually. It's terrible.
And but to help you out, there's actually a podcast called Sleep Meditation for Women, which averages 1 million unique listeners a month.
Gee, good information this morning, Mary. It's not too late for you to go home and get some more sleep yourself. You could have a Sunday nap.
I'm a woman, Jim. Where is the time?